السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله 20 کے اوپر مجھے 20 منٹ کے اوپر My noble audience, brothers and sisters and dear children Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Almighty, we are entering the very special 10 days and 10 nights of this blessed month of Ramadan. Many a times in the past we have read about the virtues, the merits pertaining to the 10 days and 10 nights. Many imams, many orators throughout the world will speak about the enormous rahmah that descends in these 10 days and 10 nights. And basically the inclination of the ummah right now will be to search for the night of power. So many of us will make further adjustments to our life. We have made adjustments for the first 20 days, but there will be a further adjustment to find the night of power. And as we have heard many a times in the past, that if a person finds the night of power, he will be forgiven and he will receive so much from the unlimited, unseen treasures of Allah Almighty. But I would like to divert from that. Now I would like to make mention of something else. And I would like you to take this seriously. And I need your undivided attention. I'm going to open a few pages of the Quran. And then we're going to derive the story and the lessons from those pages. And then we're going to connect it to Laylatul Qadr. So there's a surah in the Quran known as Surah An-Nur. Surah number 24. And basically this surah has many, many injunctions. But the opening ruku, the opening sections of this surah speaks about the accusation that was made against Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then in verse number 26, أُولَٰئِكَ مُبَرَّؤُونَ مِمَّا يَقُولُونَ Allah Almighty says that Hazrat Aisha is innocent of that which these people spoke about. So the bara'at of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa was made in the opening verses of Surah An-Nur. Now I'm going to dive into this story and share this story with you. And basically by the end you will understand why I'm relating this. So Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, being the wife of the Nabi of Allah and the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Now Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha was blessed with spiritual richness and he was blessed with a lot of wealth. Ulusa'a, he was very, very wealthy. So there were many, many relatives that he had that he was sponsoring. He was taking care of them. I would like you to remember one name, Hazrat Mastah bin Athatha. Mastah bin Athatha. He was a muhajir. So he migrated from Makkah to Medina. And he was the relative of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. He was related to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. اور حضرت ابو بکر صدیق ان کی کفالت کرتے تھے and حضرت ابو بکر صدیق used to take care of him so take care of his accommodation his food his bedding so on and so forth now as we all know that there was a group of منافقون and their mission of life was to hurt the Nabi of Allah and to damage Islam so whenever they had an opportunity they used to execute their sinister plan, their sinister goal. So cutting the story short, they're accused of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha of committing a ill crime, a crime. zina. Now, when this rumor started to spread throughout Madinatul Munawwara, indeed the Munafiqoon, they were the ones that were spreading the rumors. But a few innocent Sahabi, they got caught up in this. Hazrat Mustah bin Athatha, and you remember the name? Mustah bin Athatha, he was one of the few innocent Sahaba that got caught up in this. He started to say a few things about Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa. Now keep in mind, the father of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa is taking care of him. And he starts to spread rumors. Indeed, when the Nabi of Allah received the verses of Surah An-Nur, it acquitted Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa from the crime that was attributed to her. So immediately Allah Almighty, in verse number 17, admonished the innocent Sahaba and said, يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ. So Allah orders you, warns you not to repeat this mistake again. So Allah admonished them that yes, it's the first time, the moment got the better of you, but do not repeat this crime again. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you are a believer. So basically what we learn from this is that sometimes a person slips and can commit to such a grievous crime despite having a very high level of iman. But if he is a true believer, he will not repeat it. غلطی کرے گا لیکن غلطی سے سبق حاصل کرے گا. So you had great iman, but you slipped at that moment. Do not repeat the like of it in the future. In kuntum mu'minin, if you are a believer. So they were admonished, Hazrat Mustah bin Athatha and a few other Sahaba. Now Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, baap hai, he's the father. Think about it, he's the father. Before we start, I would like you to think, if somebody accused your daughter of a crime that she did not commit, and you had authority over the one that is making the rumor or spreading the rumor, meaning that you are taking care of him financially, what would your approach be after that as a father? And I would like to pause and I would like you to depict and visualize. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he's the father, but at the same time, his life is not equivalent at any level to the honor and dignity of Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his daughter is wedded to the Nabi of Allah. Rishta double. And somebody has attacked the honor and the dignity of the Nabi of Allah. Think about it. So he does not want to forgive now. And he takes an oath that I am going to stop giving to Mustah bin Athatha. From today onwards, I'm not going to give him a dime. I have been supporting him for so many years. And look at him speaking against my daughter. Not only my daughter, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the wife of the Nabi of Allah. Stop, I'm not going to give him anything. Now logically, rationally, I think this was the best approach. If you or me were in that position, I think we will do exactly the same. And advisors around us will support and endorse the decision made. Everyone say, haan, theek hai. Is bagairat ne aise kiya? Aapki beti ke khilaf baat ki? Nahi, isko kuch nahi dena aaj ki baat. Now basically that will be an endorsement by many, but not endorsed by Allah. Not endorsed by Allah. So what does Allah Almighty say in Surah An-Nur verse 22? Go back home and study. Verse 22. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَ. And there's a clinical construction here. An amazing construction of words. First of all, Allah Almighty speaks about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Ki aapka rutba kya hai? What is your status? وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَ. Two things, fadl and sa'a. Allah has blessed you with wealth and grace. Imam Razi in Tafsir al-Kabir, I was studying, under this ayah, he has mentioned 17 reasons why Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is the greatest Sahabi. Because Allah Almighty said, Ulul Fadl, that you are the most superior, you are the person of fadl, grace. Wassa'a, and Allah has blessed you with dunya, with wealth. So Imam Razi, 17 wujuhat, 17 reasons why he is the greatest Sahabi. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَى. So first of all, before even speaking about what to do, first of all, Allah Almighty introduces Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq to the status that he has in the eyes of Allah Almighty. That you are ulul fadl and you are wassa'a. Now a person that is on such a high and a lofty station, such a high and a lofty station, it is not befitting for him. And yu'tu ulil qurba wal masakeen wal muhajireen fi sabilillah. It is not befitting for him to stop giving to the relatives. It is not befitting that he stops giving to the muhajireen. And it is not befitting that he stop giving to the masakeen. Aage suno, what does Allah say after that? Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful, strong, rich message. Wal ya'fu wal yasfahu. Meaning Abu Bakr, pardon and forgive. What is the crime that has been committed against him? Allahu Akbar. Forgive, pardon and forgive. Beti ki upar tohmat. Accusation against the daughter. No, pardon and forgive. This is your status. If you want to be at a high position in the eyes of Allah Almighty, then you have to forgive and forget. You have to be on the high, high podium. If we are going to fight on petty things, don't expect to be on a high podium. You're not going to be on a high podium. If you want to secure a high podium, forgive and forget. Further, what does Allah say? أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not love that Allah forgive you? Kaisi baat? What a beautiful message. Do you not love that Allah forgive you? وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. What do we learn from this? What do we learn from this? We learn that if we want to attain a status, that lofty status that we are working towards, we need to be humble in the true sense. Humble in the true sense. If a person can't forgive, it is ego that is bringing him to that station of not forgiving. Wo apne aap ko kuch samajh raha hai. He thinks that he is something. No. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adorn yourself with the akhlaq of Allah. And the akhlaq of Allah is غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is most merciful, most forgiving. What is the dua of the 10 nights? What is the dua of Laylatul Qadr? Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. تُحِبُّ الْعَفُ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. That is the dua of the night of power, forgiveness. If you attain forgiveness, you have attained everything. أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَأَوْسَتُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَآخِرُهُ عِتْكٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. The first 10 days of rahmah. What is a manifestation of rahmah? How do we know that Allah is Rahim with us? We see it in the form of maghfirah. Allah forgives you. And what is the manifestation of maghfirah? عِتْكٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. That Allah will grant you emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. They are all linked. That's why the first 10 days are to secure the rahmah. In the next 10 days, you will secure the maghfirah. And if you secure the maghfirah, the manifestation of that is itkum minan nar. It is emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. We make this dua that, Ya Allah, you are the most forgiving, you love to forgive. Ya Kareem, I do not deserve to be forgiven. Kareem, Kareem, I do not deserve to be forgiven, but you are Kareem, you will still entitle me to that forgiveness. Fa'fu anni, forgive me, but I am not ready to forgive anyone else. I am not ready to forgive anyone else. But I expect Allah to forgive me. For not one crime, not two crimes, but every single moment of my life I'm committing crime. And He knows of all the crimes. And He can see my day and He can see my night. Forget about the day and the night, He knows what is passing through my mind. Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, the mentor of Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, said, how Kareem Allah is if, and you think about it, we have relatives come into our house, somebody's daughter, somebody's wife, we're having dinner together. If Allah allowed the thoughts to be read by others, we could not maintain relationships. Itna gand yahan se guzarta hai. How many a times we think ill, we think bad, the carnal desires are activated in the mind. But Kareem, He has put a parda. He has forgiven. He does not allow anyone to see the filth that goes into our mind, that is making tawaf in our mind. He does not allow anyone to see that, because we cannot maintain any kind of relationship with anyone. We want that Allah who can see everything. عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We want Him to forgive us for all the crimes that He knows that we have committed and sees everything that we do. But we're not ready to forgive one person for the one crime that He has committed. It is a hypocritical stance that we take. Now this story, I want you to link it to Laylatul Qadr. How much bounties are descending in the night of power? So tonight is going to be one of the possible nights, the 21st. And then you got five more, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. So much mercy is descending. Pyaale ko ulta rakh do aap. If you put the cup upside down, it can be torrential rain, but it will remain dry. It can be torrential rain, but it will remain dry. And if you keep it upright, even a few drops will suffice. The Nabi of Allah says there are four kinds of people that will be deprived of the rahmah that descends in this night. And before I start, not think about it. The Nabi of Allah did not say the one that did not perform Hajj.
No.
The one that does not pray. The one that does not give zakat. No, the Nabi of Allah did not say that. Usi se to maafi mangni humne. If I haven't prayed, I need to ask forgiveness from Allah in this night. So basically, the one that deserves the most mercy in this night are the ones that are not fulfilling the rituals, the ibadat. They are broken themselves from their Creator. Fine. But the Nabi of Allah says there are four kinds of people that even in this night, they will not receive the rahmah. Soch up. They will not receive the rahmah. And out of four, three are relating to haqooqul ibad. The rights of people. Three. So the first one, huwa rajulun mudminu khamrin. The one that is addicted to wine drinking. Wine drinking. And wine basically, khamar means something that is made from grapes. I'm not saying if something is made from potatoes or dates, it's halal. But khamar literally means something that is made from grapes. Huwa rajulun mudminu khamrin. The one that drinks wine, addicted to wine. And he does not make tawbah. So on this night, if he says, Ya Allah, forgive me. Inshallah, he will receive the rahmah. But if he passes through these nights without repenting, his cup, and the cup in this scenario is his heart, will be upside down. This is the station for all the planes of rahmah to descend. So this is the station and the planes that carry so many different rahmah are going to descend on this heart. If the runway is cracked, the plane is not going to land. If there is no runway and the lights have been turned off, Because we see that when the planes are landing, there are lights in the night. It gives an indication to the plane that this is where you're going to land. Oh, dil murja gaya? The lights have been turned off. Laylatul Qadr means the night. Where is the plane of Rahmah going to descend? Mudminu khamarin. So if anyone is taking any kind of drug, intoxication, tawbah kar. Make tawbah. Don't justify it. Marijuana is okay. It's not too bad. I don't lose my senses. No. Don't justify it. Consider the crime to be a crime. This is the first step of tawbah. To consider the crime to be a crime. Justification means that the base self and the devil has lured you in further. So if anyone has taken any kind of drug, any kind of intoxication, no worries. The nights have come, you say, Ya Allah, forgive me. Not only forgive me, Ya Allah, give me the ability to refrain from this. I want to keep away from this. Give me the intoxication of your love. Allah ki muhabbat ka ek nasha. Ask for that nasha. Ask for that intoxication. What's the difference between a believer and non-believer? They're taking intoxicants and we're taking intoxicants. The difference is they take intoxications that make them lose their mind, and we take an intoxication that makes us lose ourselves in the ocean of Allah's muhabba. Ye to Musliman hai. Samundar hai udhar. There's an ocean of love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. A believer loves Allah with shadeed, intense love. Ask Allah in the 10 nights. Ask Allah, Ya Allah, grant me your love. Your shadeed love, your intense love. Once we taste that love, even a tip of it, then the love of this dunya and the love of all these items around us will make no difference. They will become insignificant. Number one. So anyone has taken any kind of drug, make tawbah. Number two. Aqun li walidayhi. Aqun li walidayhi. Disobedient to his parents. So if anyone is not on good terms with his parents and is going to enter the nights of power, his cup, his heart is upside down. He's not going to receive anything. He can be standing there all night and crying, Ya Allah, mujhe maaf kar de, Ya Allah, give me this, give me that. Cup is upside down. The airport cannot receive the plane of Rahmah. The airport cannot receive the plane of Rahmah. Aqul li walidayhi. Pehle maa baap se maafi. First of all, ask forgiveness from your parents. If your parents are around, go and give them a hug. It's once again, it's the ego. A person can't drop himself in front of his parents. What an ego. His parents. Mujhe sharam aati, main nahi jana. Unki ghalti. Don't get into this debate. They are wrong and you are right. You are right and they are wrong. Don't get into this. Aakun li walidayhi. You have to free yourself from this title. Aakun li walidayhi. Disobedient. Because if you don't, then the heart is upside down. You're going to be deprived of all the blessings that are descended. If your parents are around, go and give them a hug. If your parents are not around, meaning that they're in another country, give them a ring. If your parents are not in this dunya, give some sadaqah on behalf of them. Make dua for them. That is your sulah with them right now. Remember them with good words. Treat their friends with akhlaq. Your chachas, your uncles, their friends, go and meet them and say, Uncle, do you need anything? Can I help you? It is just like speaking to your father, speaking to your mother. Number three, قَاطِعُ رَحْمٍ. قَاطِعُ رَحْمٍ. Those that cut themselves from their near relatives. You can make your ibadat all night, but if you are not speaking with your relatives, جزاكم. If you're not speaking with your relatives, you're not going to receive from Laylatul Qadr. Allah. Torrential rain. But you've got an umbrella over you that does not allow you to be drenched in that rain. And that umbrella is Qati'ur Rahmin. You have cut off ties with your relatives. Now, I don't want to get into the technicalities of this issue, but you will know better the intensity of the relationship. At least give him salam. If you can't get along with that person, give him salam. He may swear at you from the other side. That's his a'mal. You just say, assalamu alaikum, it is the last 10 nights, please forgive me for all the wrong I have done. Bas. Whenever you see the person, give salams to him. If you can't get along with him. If you can't get along with him, just give him salam wherever you see him. Don't try to avoid him. Assalamu alaikum. That's it. Qatiyu rahmin. Last one. And I think this is the hardest one. Aw wa mushahin. Mushahin. Qulna ya Rasulullah, mal mushahin. So the Prophet of Allah said, mushahin. The Sahaba did not understand this word. They said, ya Rasulullah, mal mushahin. What is a mushahin? He said, huwa al-musarim. The one that harbors ill feelings in his heart towards his fellow beings, in his heart. Now this is not relatives. This is the entire community. Qati Rahman is the relatives. Mushahin is the one, the entire community has bad feelings in his heart. Allahu Akbar, communicating with Allah, but the heart is full of hasad, full of kina, malice, hatred, jealousy. And he said, Allahu Akbar. Rahmat wants to descend, but there's an umbrella of hatred that does not allow a person to receive the rahmah, even if it is intensified as it is intensified in the nights of power. And then that hasad, that jealousy that is inside, is so intense that it allows him to break off his relations with that person. What do you understand from this? Who are the four people? Exclude the first one, the one that is addicted to alcohol. All others are those that do not have good mu'amalat, that do not have good akhlaq, that do not have a good behavior. How can we behave well with Allah when we do not behave well with the people around us? How can we expect Allah to forgive when we do not forgive the people around us? If you want to benefit from these 10 days and 10 nights, start off right now. Make a list of those people that you're not speaking with. Make a list of those people that you're not speaking with and ring them. Trample over your ego. I'm kuchniya, we're nothing. We were created from dust and we're going to return to dust. The king of the world is lying under the ground. King of the world. May it be Namrud. May it be Zulqarnain. May it be as a Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Great kings. Great anbiya, all lying in the ground. Other than the anbiya, the others have become dust. They have become dust. No one will know. They're going to lie in dust. Created from dust, return to dust. Don't allow this ego to become the impediment of not receiving the mercy of Allah Almighty. Trample over it. And if it is your parents, no ifs and buts. Go and give them a big hug. Say, ya Allah, ya ummi, ya abi, oh my father, oh my mother, forgive me. Kiss them on the forehead and let yourself reap the benefits of this, of these beautiful nights. Can we do that? Very, very weak, inshallah. Very, very weak. Because you know what's happening now? I can read a bit of the mind. What is happening? Imam Sahib said, well, but that guy, That's what's happening right now. Right now, this is what you're thinking. So Imam Sahib said, well, yes, I should, you know, we should forgive and forget. But, oh, he's a shaitan. Oh. That's what you're thinking right now. Shaitan has made you think once again. And if you think once again, you have been defeated. No thinking. Think after the 10 days. Let this heart become free of malice, hatred. This heart should be pure, clean towards everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.